is part two of a story of my latest escapade. One morning last week, Elle found me fast asleep and couldn't wake me up. She's called my girlfriend Teely at work. Now, this is what happened when Teely reaches the flat where Brian and Elle live. She certainly does seem to be trying very hard to wake me, doesn't she?
All right, how about this one? No, too obvious, I suppose. All right, let's try something less obvious. How about this? Oh, you're just trying to see how good I am. That's what you're doing. Okay, whole arsenal you want, whole arsenal you'll get. Stars know you're worth it. Gold. Well, that's everything I can think of. Shine, rise, wake up, eye bright, enervate, anti-lethargic, and gold knows what else. Now what? Maybe he's, in a dream he can't get out of. What if that's the problem? We might try a dream draft. Yeah, but that needs to be taken internally. How do I get him to swallow when he's this far under? Oh well, anything's worth trying, even if it does wear me out. Hope I still remember how. So far, so good. There are the makings. Let's see, that goes there. That goes there. Jar, bottle, crystal spell bowl, silver spoon. All present and correct. Phew. Now, let me see. The powder is in that jar. Put that in, like so. Black. Now, I add 3 measures of liquid from this bottle. There you are. Felting sludgy green. Gosh. Right, now, I mix it together and say the incantation under my breath. The mixture will bubble, and if it's worked, it will turn shimmering silver and I will hear a magical sound. Let's try. Oh, helping hand, please be with me. Remember how. Now, Siahan, come on. Are you going to try and swallow a little of this for me? Let's get you out of this dream. Come on, Siahan. Come on, bring your head up. Can you take some of this for me? Come on, Bert. Please. Come on. No, it's no good at all. He's so far down, even his swallow reflex isn't working. Oh, well, so much for that. Now I suppose I'd better start on these calls. Phone, where is it? Here. Right. Where shall I start? With his father, I suppose. Let's see. Alfard. Oh, contacts I get with an A. Alfard. Come in, Elle. We don't need to whisper. Stars know we won't disturb him.
Are you having any luck?
Not on any point, I'm afraid. I've tried every way I can think of to wake him. I've been trying all day. I don't dare do anything else. I might hurt him. I've also tried contacting Alfard and Lily Bella, Mella, and Elaine, anyone I had phone numbers for, over and over again. I sent texts, emails, left Facebook messages, everything I can think of. Absolutely no joy. Answer came and none.
Can I come in?
Oh, yes, Brian, do. As I said to Al, we won't disturb him. I'm glad you're here. We need to think what to do next. I really will have to get back tomorrow. And I want to know what's going to happen to him.
We need you to go on trying to get hold of Bert's family. I don't understand why you can't contact them. It's very strange. Are you able to do that, Teely?
Oh, yes, I can go on doing that all right, but what if I can't get hold of them? Do you want me to try to go to the colony? I've never been there without Bert, or without Mella, or Andy, or someone waiting outside to meet me, but I could always try.
No, it's too risky. If you haven't been able to get hold of Bert's parents by midday tomorrow, and if there's still no change, I'll have to contact Shauna Sharon whether I like it or not.
Oh, no.
I probably should have done it sooner.
But me, might they not take him away?
Oh, they might have to, just until he gets better.
Over my dead body, no one's taking me away from here.
Oh. Bert!
Oh, thank God!
Bert! Oh, you're awake!
Bert! You scared us all half to death.
Teely, hell, what? Brian, will you get these two crazy females off my bed before they kill me? Teely, it's lovely to see you, but you need to let go of me. Elle, why are you crying? Everything's okay.
Bert, I presume you can see your clock from there?
Yes, it says 9:30 p.m.
You can also see the date, I take it?
Yes, yes, what is this?
So you know that you've been asleep for roughly 24 hours?
Yes, so?
So, you scared us all half to death, sweetie. We've been trying to contact your family all day to find out what's the matter with you. We would have contacted Shauna Sharon if we'd have known who to ask for help there.
Ugh, you wouldn't have got any answer from Shauna Sharon either, Elle. Not until the temperature had risen, and by that time I would have been awake too. Well, I am. See?
No, we don't see. Would you mind explaining?
Brian, we've been together for 3 years. Surely you've seen me take a sleep day before, for star's sake. You could have told Elle and Teely and avoided this flap.
Please don't speak to me like that. As it happens, I've not seen you take a sleep day. They must have happened while I was away. And just for the record, Bert, I was just as scared as they were. We've been together a long time.
Sorry, Brian. Sorry, everyone. Really?
Okay, now, explain, will you please?
It's part of Alep's survival mechanism. When the outside temperature hits freezing, the body just shuts down for a day to conserve energy. That's why you couldn't reach the family's ear. They were obviously flat out too. I would think everyone at Shauna Sharon would have been the same. It's always glacial there. Usually, a freeze won't affect me because this flat is so nice and warm. But last night, I must have got too cold somehow, so the mechanism just kicked in and I took a sleep day. I'm fine now. Awfully hungry, though.
Oh, thank goodness. Look, Elle, Brian, I really am going to have to split. They'll be after my ears, as it is. Zia, you really are okay?
I'm fine, Zia. Off you go. I'll see you Sunday.
All right. Bye.
Can someone hand me my dressing gown? I want to get up and find food. Oh, thanks, Brian. Honestly, all this fuss over nothing. Oops!
But
it's okay. I sort of forgot about the wobbly legs thing. Taking a sleep day makes you very weak until you've eaten. Give me a hand, Elle.
Can I leave him with you now, Elle? I've got a couple of things I need to finish off before bedtime.
Yes, he'll be fine with me now. Come on, sweetie.
Oh, I swear you get heavier.
Oh, thanks, Elle.
Come and sit on the sofa in the den, and I'll make you a bacon sandwich. How's that?
Oh, Elle, put me down. I can walk. Well, I think I can anyway.
Oh, Bert.
Elle, can I have mustard on the bacon? And make sure you cook it till it's crispy. I know you never leave it on the grill long enough.
I'll think about it.
And can I have the crusts cut off?